Arizona has moved up the date of its presidential primary in 2020, and the state is being called one of the most competitive in the country as it comfortably moves into the purple category. And today, a late entry into the White House sweepstakes lands in Arizona to, among other things, meet with Secretary of State Katie Hobbs. That candidate is former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who's also known for being a billionaire. With us for a few minutes to talk about Bloomberg in Arizona is public policy consultant Chris Hurstam. Chris, welcome back.
Good morning.
So, first of all, reaction to, we'll talk about Bloomberg's candidacy, but the fact he's coming to Arizona so early, what does that tell you?
Well, I think what it tells me is we're not an early, early state. He's entering the race so late in the game that he has to skip really the first four primaries. Then you've got Super Tuesday, and what, about a week, 10 days later, you got Arizona. Also with Arizona, Arizona people don't like to talk about this, but on the same day as Arizona, you also got little states like Florida, Illinois, Ohio. So we're not even alone there. But Arizona is a purple state, you know, where we're trending from Republican to Democrat. 5 or 6 years from now, we'll be blue. But right now, we're purple. And this gives Bloomberg a chance to probably do better in Arizona than maybe other states.
What will be his playbook here, you think, in terms of political strategy, playing that purple card?
I think his strategy here in Arizona is going to be the same as nationally. He's counting on Joe Biden collapsing. He cannot get the nomination if Joe Biden stays reasonably strong throughout the whole process, because they're in the same lane. They're really center left, just a little bit left, and they play to that. And they play to states, which is not Arizona, by the way, where independents will be able to vote as well in many of the preferential primaries. Remember also, in the Democratic Party now, it's not winner take all in these states, but you got to meet a threshold. You got to get 15% of the vote, or you don't get any of the delegates. But if you can get to 15%, then they split up the delegates. So you don't have to necessarily win. But he's really, people have obviously told him that Joe Biden can't cut it, that he's shaky in the debates, that he's not raising money like he should, and that, Michael, just get in the race now, wait till Biden collapses, and then you're in his lane.
How attractive could he be in Arizona? Because we've had, you've been on our news cap before. Many Republican consultants will tell us, well, if Joe Biden's the nominee, has a chance. If it's Elizabeth Warren, no chance, two left. If Bloomberg is somehow to be successful, is he considered a moderate, considering he was a former Republican and a former independent?
Yeah, he would be considered more centrist. But to get the nomination, he's got to be, he's got to play to progressive issues to a certain degree, or he can't get the nomination. But then he would move back to the center, and it would be easier for him and Biden to do that than, say, a Sanders or a Warren. So it might work.
Is this what worked for Kyrsten Sinema in her congressional campaign or her Senate campaign?
Yes, it is. You know, you can't really compare a presidential race to her Senate race. She did go right down the middle the best she could, but she also raised a ton of money, and the Democratic Party put a ton of money into her race so she could afford to do that. And it would be sort of the same strategy. Let me just say, I don't think Bloomberg is going to win the nomination, so I don't think we have to worry about that.
But speaking of a ton of money, Bloomberg has a ton of money.
Yes, he does.
He's also from New York City. He was mayor. In fact, they changed the law so he could run for mayor again an extra time. So he's not someone who necessarily likes to follow the rules. How do you see his ego coming into play on this?
Oh, it's everything. I have had the opportunity to work with a lot of wealthy people running for office or serving in office, and you know, their egos are gigantic. They don't shop at Target or Walmart or Costco like we do. They don't drive an extra block around the corner to get cheaper gas. They're in their own bubble, and in that bubble with them are very expensive political consultants that are constantly telling them they can win, and those political consultants all want their wealthy candidate to spend money on television because that's where they get the most money. They get a big cut of ads placed on television. Well, look what Bloomberg's doing. He's right out of the box, $30+ million in TV. So he's constantly hearing he can win, that Biden's not going to make it, and you need to get in this race. But a lot of those people who ran for governor, a guy named Buzz Mills was in that. He didn't go very far. And I don't... you got to win delegates to get the nomination, and you got to do some grassroots work, and you got to go to diners, you got to go to the Targets and stand there and see people in these primary states, and I just think it's going to be really tough for Bloomberg.
Quick last question for you then. Can money make a big difference here? I mean, so Trump won the last presidential election with not very much money, honestly. Is this a real factor, though? If he can fund this campaign the way he looks like he might be able to, can it get him somewhere?
Well, yeah, it can. I mean, Steyer has spent a fortune already, and it's gotten him on the debate stage at least, because it raised his percentage up to 3 or 4% nationally, and that got him on the debate stage. It's really too late for Bloomberg to even do that. He's going to miss the December debate. He's kissed off the first four primaries. That's unheard of in trying to get a nomination. So he's really going against all the odds. He's hoping that the big field will split the vote up and that he can come in and as I said, replace Biden. That's the whole key for him. I don't think it's going to happen. Biden is shaky, but I don't think Biden's going to falter and get out of the race as quickly as Bloomberg would want him to.
But you still think a Democrat's going to win Arizona?
Oh, I do think the Democrats can win Arizona, but it'll be close.
Chris Hurston, public policy consultant. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks as always.
Same to you.